Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking today with Mercer County High School Principal Andrea Cooper about Mercer County's invitation from the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. And before we start, just want to, you know, kind of explain for the listener, the Three Rivers Athletic Conference, shorthanded, is track. So when we say track, the rest of this interview, that's what we're going to be talking about. The track includes, you know, neighboring local schools to Mercer County like Rock Ridge, Orion, Sherrard, and Monmouth Roseville. So as we start, Mrs. Cooper, at this time, does the administration have a recommendation on, you know, either going to the track or staying in the Lincoln Trail?
So, you know, this is a tough issue, and my thoughts on it have changed as the year has gone on. And at this time, the administration doesn't have a firm recommendation. I do have, you know, concerns, but positives and on both sides, you know, and it's hard. We're really wanting to make sure that we dive in, we get all the information we can, and we're making the decision that's best for all sports, all students, and just looking out for, you know, academics and things of that nature as well. Cause you know, this involves a lot. It's a big decision for our community, for our kids. It's something we want to take very seriously and make sure we're looking at all sides of. And at this point, you know, all the communication we have from the track, information we have from the track, we have communicated with the board. But there's just a lot of uncertainty. You know, things could change. There's a lot of uncertainty what the track's going to look like in the future with schools, you know, that are potentially looking at enrollment sizes, looking at schools that are currently in the track that have maybe explored other options. So my big nervousness right now is just some of the uncertainty. But I do see positives and negatives to both. So we're trying to weigh all that out and present all that information to the school boards so we can have good discussions and make the best decision for our kids.
You speak to the uncertainty of the track, and that's one of the hangups that I've heard from, you know, people within the district or the board or whatever is, you know, the uncertainty or the, I guess, unstableness is another word that I've heard. So can you kind of expand upon what you're talking about in that sense a little bit?
So there's just a lot of change going on in a lot of schools as far as enrollment, you know, in overall student enrollment and numbers and activities. And, you know, I've been in communication with some principals in the track, you know, quite a bit, and just talking about schools who have looked at other options outside of there too. So just there's no concrete of here's what next, you know, the next 2 years, the next 3 years are going to look like. And to be honest, you know, I don't know if we ever could get a concrete answer, right? Because things change and times change, and every school has to do what's best for them in an ever-changing situation with our athletics and our academics and enrollment and all of that. So you just never really know, but uncertainty is nerve-wracking when you're trying to do what's best for students.
And talking about uncertainty, I think, you know, a follow-up question to that is when you look at the Lincoln Trail Conference, right, it can't support its own football conference anymore with the merger with the Prairie Land starting next year. You see a lot of teams in the LTC have gone to eight-man football, where I think, you know, it wouldn't be too surprising in the near future if even more schools that, you know, compete in the Lincoln Trail Conference, Prairie Land, smaller division, go down to eight-man. And also, when you look at the LTC, there isn't a conference for wrestling. So I guess in what ways does the administration view the Lincoln Trail Conference as more stable given those kind of concerns?
Well, I don't know if I would say anyone is more or less stable than the other. I mean, it depends on what you're looking at, you know, because the wrestling conference is something we've talked about. Absolutely. You know, that'd be great for our wrestlers. So I don't necessarily think it's any more or less. It's just in different ways.
And kind of speaking more to the Prairie Land LTC merger for football. Now, those opponents on the football schedule, you see, of course, not even near geographical rivals, not traditional rivals at all, right? I mean, you look at the opponents on the schedule, Lewiston, Illini West, Macomb, Elmwood, Brimfield, Knoxville, Farmington down the line. And really, you know, even in the Lincoln Trail Conference, you know, a long history in the league for Mercer County, Aledo, and even more so the Westmer School District. But this is just me speaking as a 2016 Mercer County graduate who played sports at Mercer County. And in the Lincoln Trail Conference, there is no rivalry that Mercer County has. I think that's something everybody would agree upon. And when you look at the track, I think the allure, right, is you've got the neighboring schools, the traditional rivals, Rock Ridge, Sherrard, Monmouth, Roseville, Orion, who, of course, would bring much bigger visiting crowds to games than what, you know, normal conference games are getting right now for Mercer County and Lincoln Trail. So I guess when you look at that, how much of an impact is that in the decision?
You know, it plays reason, and I think we have to be careful, though, that we're looking at all sports, you know, that we're looking at how it would impact the schedule of all sports across the board. But no, that's definitely a conversation that we've had with the board in these decisions, for sure.
And kind of speaking to that, I know another thing that maybe could be a hang-up, but I don't know if you necessarily could consider it a bad thing, right, is across the board. Now, I cover high school sports in both leagues, and there's no question, you know, moving to the track would be a step up in competition across the board, where Mercer County would go from playing, you know, predominantly a 1A schedule and everything to schools that are the same size and the same classification enrollment. So I guess when you've talked to coaches in the district, has the step up in competition been a concern at all?
You know, I haven't gotten that deep in those conversations because I know Mr. Hofer has had lots of those like formal conversations with coaches. But I think, you know, they're always I hate to keep going back to the same statement, right? But there are positives and negatives with everything. So, but that is something that I know we've talked about and Mr. Hofer has talked about with some coaches.
And I know, at last month's board meeting, you mentioned that you've talked to coaches in the district on the issue. Is there, you know, a consensus on whether they want to go or stay, or what's kind of the makeup there?
So we're reevaluating. Well, I shouldn't say reevaluating, but we sent out another survey to our coaches, Mr. Hofer did, to get some more information, just kind of updated if they've changed anything. But we are asking coaches for their, you know, pros and cons of the move and how they feel about it too. And we're going to put that information together and we'll have that for the next school board meeting.
So, and from my understanding in, you know, hearing from people within the district and people within the track too, they've sent, you know, kind of a mock-up of what the divisions would look like. So in football, it looks like it would be an enrollment-based split-up where it'd be two divisions of seven. I believe Mercer County's side of the conference that has been proposed would be Mercer County, Sherrard, Monmouth-Roseville, Princeton, Hall, Kewaunee, and Mendota, I believe, are the seven. I don't have the list in front of me, so I might be leaving one out. And then the way that the schedule works, my understanding is how they've done in the past and what's been told to me is you play all six of your opponents in your division and then three crossovers. And I think the thing, you know, people hear that and they say, well, I don't hear Rockridge or Orion on that side, so I don't like that. But from what's been told to me, the crossovers to the other side, you have two geographical crossovers and then one based on success in football. And of course, you know, as has been communicated to me, Mercer County's locked in geographical crossovers would be games against Rockridge and Orion. And then when you look to the other sports, how they're splitting them up, is it sounds like they're leaning towards three separate divisions where two divisions have five teams, one has four. So those divisions for Mercer County would look like Mercer County, Rockridge, Sherrard, Orion, and Monmouth-Roseville. And the schedule there, you play everybody in your division twice, and then you play everybody in the other divisions one time, rotating, you know, year on, year off, home and away. And that goes for sports like baseball, softball, volleyball, and then boys and girls basketball. And they've communicated to me that wrestling and golf are one conference where you play everybody across, you know, all 13 schools, and they're set up as triangular meets. So when you look at that, I assume those are the divisions that have been given to you guys. What's your thought on those?
So, you know, that's some of the information we have received from the track, but that's, you know, all contingent upon a lot of things. I mean, if dependent upon our decision, dependent upon kind of some of the other things that we mentioned. So that is some of the concern is that what it's really going to look like 2 years from now, 3 years from now. And those are questions that we don't really have answers to. So that's why we're just, you know, trying to get as much information we can to, again, make the best decision for all sports.
And, you know, going back to something we touched on earlier, talking about, you know, concerns about the unstableness of the track where, you know, the question is, well, what if we join and then, you know, a couple years down the line, the league falls apart and disbands. And I think a question about that I could ask that I'd like to hear the answer on is, now, I know, like we said, the allure of the track is the local rivals that are in there, like Rockridge, Sherrard, Monmouth, Roseville, and Orion. Well, if, like, the league falls apart, then all the concerns of the travel are kind of gone because you've got, right, those five schools that'll be in the same boat and will kind of be, I'd imagine it'd be hard for them to get separated after that. So let's say the league, Mercer County joins hypothetically, and then the league falls apart in 3 or 4 or 5 years. Is that really like the worst case scenario?
You know, it's hard to hypothesize what worst case scenario could be. I'm not sure, you know, because like you just said, there's a lot of ifs. So I really honestly just hate to speculate on that because you just never know. And that's therein lies a lot of the issue with this decision. You know, there's just a lot of uncertainty, and it is a big decision. So we're just trying to do the best we can and make the best decisions possible with the information we have, knowing that things could all change. So it's tough.
And I know you mentioned earlier that right now the administration doesn't have a recommendation. You personally, as the high school principal, are you leaning one way or the other right now?
You know, like I said before, I've got nervousnesses on both sides because I just want to make sure we're doing what's best for kids. So I don't really right now. I'm hoping, you know, when we have our school board meeting next month, I'm working on kind of making a recommendation, and I'll bring that to the school board meeting next month.
All right. So as you said, the school board meeting coming up at the end of April, Unit 404 Superintendent Scott Preacher told WRMJ earlier this week he expects the track invite to be an action item at the school board meeting at the tail end of this month. So, you know, you said you plan on making a recommendation. Do you have any idea when you think you'll come to that decision?
No. I mean, because I'm trying to do it as best to, you know, do justice as I can. So, no, to answer your question, just no. Still digging in and still trying to figure out what I think would be best. So,
you know, going along with that, will the entire, like, administration, superintendent, principal, whatever, have one collective recommendation, or will it be separate, do you think? How do you see that playing out?
You know, that I don't know either. We've had lots of conversations, and, you know, we try to stay as neutral as we can when we're having the conversation, so we're really hearing everything that everybody's bringing to the table. So I guess up until this point, you know, I've tried to stay neutral and just gather information. So as we really start to gather all the rest of the information we have and the latest information we have from coaches, you know, I think those will become more clear if we are all kind of in united front on it, or if we all have differences of opinion. And I think that's okay too, you know, because it is such a big decision and a divisive situation that I don't necessarily think it'd be a bad thing if we all have a difference of opinion, if we can support it. Because when you just present your opinion with support to back it up, that's when the best decisions can be made, when you can have those healthy debates and everybody can talk about their opinions. So I really don't know.
And when you look down the line, as we said, likely an action item this month, can you kind of just walk the listener through what the decision process will look like and what kind of goes into ultimately when the decision is made?
Yeah, so I'll play a little bit of ignorance on this, being new to our district here. I mean, I know how action items like this have functioned in districts in the past that I've been in, but I'm not exactly sure what that will look like 100%. If it is an action item, I know there'll be discussion that happens, and the, you know, board can ask questions, and the administration will present any new information we have, and then it kind of goes from there. So the board can make a motion, they could, for various different things. We'll see how it goes.
So,
and it's also an interesting time to be having these conversations, right? When we just had school board elections too. So we'll see.
Yeah. So, and just to be clear, so, you know, when the vote eventually happens, it just, right, is a majority vote, you know, where you need 4 of the 7 school board members to vote yes or no. And then that's the decision, correct?
That, honestly, that you'd have to talk to Mr. Petrie. I'm not 100% sure on as well.
All right. So
I believe so.
As we kind of wrap up with you, you know, can you talk to, you know, maybe people in the community who feel strongly about this issue one way or the other, you know, what you would advise them to do, and how much community input will you take, you know, in looking at your recommendation with this decision?
Yeah. So no, I would just advise the community, you know, if you have thoughts or questions, to definitely don't hesitate to reach out to me. But just know, please know and understand that this is a tough, tough decision, and we're not taking it lightly, and I'm not taking it lightly. And I'm trying to look at all the information we have to, again, just make the best decision for all of our students, our academically, athletically, fine arts, you know, everything that is what embodies our Mercer County Golden Eagle spirit, right? We want to make sure we're making the best decision for all students. So it's not something that's being taken lightly at all. Lots of conversations, lots of research, lots of data we're looking at. So, but if you have, you know, questions or comments or concerns, absolutely don't hesitate to reach out to me.
That is Mercer County High School Principal Andrea Cooper joining us, who I give a big thank you to and a lot of respect to for speaking to me about the elephant in the room. The Mercer County's invitation from the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. Mrs. Cooper, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Absolutely.
And good luck with the decision.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.